This is the Clay Talbot Podcast, July 7th, 2023. I'm going to do college football today. But we got to talk about this cocaine in the White House real quick, just for fun. And you know, they found coke. They call it the working area. Whatever that means. So I guess it wasn't like on the desk in the Oval Office. I can't remember the name of the desk. Let me look it up right quick. I didn't have to look it up. I'm going to say the Resolute desk. So it wasn't on the Resolute desk. It was in the working area. I would put that in like quote unquote. And you know, I don't know, and nobody really does except for the perpetrator and whoever he was doing coke with, he or she. I don't know who brought cocaine into the White House. But I would imagine, like, bringing cocaine to the White House would be about, like, trying to bring cocaine to an airport. Like, anybody with any fucking brains is not doing it. I mean, unless you're smuggling it and you know what you're getting into. You fucking keistered. You know, a goddamn ounce. Or you've swallowed several balloons. I mean, you're just not bringing cocaine to an airport or the White House. So the only people that would feel comfortable bringing cocaine to the White House are the people that go unchecked. That don't get patted down, don't get screened, don't get x-rayed. And the people that, maybe know their name, even if they do get caught, nothing's going to happen. Because I don't know who did it. Because I wasn't there, and I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. Let me tell you, this is what I can tell you right now. I can tell you who my number one suspect is. And you don't even have to say it. Like, if you're alive right now, on July 7th, 2023, and you say, who brought cocaine into the White House? Who's the first person that comes to mind? I mean, you don't even have to say the name. You don't even have to say the name. But I tell you one thing, and I want to give him credit. It's fucking Hunter B. That motherfucker is living, baby. He's living. He's doing his thing. There ain't nothing going to slow him down. Nothing. And you'd think they'd want to push him, like, just out of the picture. I mean, they just bring him front and center. Front and fucking center. With his fucking however many baby mamas he got and his disowned child. Which, you know, that really is fucking shitty on their end. That they just disown that little girl. And act like, that's not your granddaughter. Oh, it's not? Because your fucking precious Hunter fucking had a baby with a stripper. You're lucky that he's only got one stripper claiming to have a fucking kid by his dumb ass. You're lucky it's just one. Fucking Hunter B. Hunter fucking B, baby. Killing it. Living. I mean, why wouldn't you want to fucking just grift? You just grift, cocaine, whores, snorting fucking lines in the fucking White House. And have you seen that video, that C-SPAN video? They're up on like, I don't know, like a porch or a portico or something. And there's like a kid on one side of Hunter Biden and a woman. And then he talks to them and he does this thing with his nose. And they pause in on this shot. And Hunter has got this fuck. He got coke sweat. Anybody who's done coke, like, I mean, you don't even have to do it very many times. I never was into coke a lot. But I've done it a few times. I mean, he got coke sweat. And you can just fucking tell. Like, just by the way, like, his eyes are. And the shimmer on his skin. Because nobody else is sweating like that. That's the thing. Because Jill Biden's there. He like walks behind her. And then old fucking Joe. Old President fucking Joe. He's standing there acting like he don't fucking know what's going on. But Jill can't hide it. Because she knows what's going on. She knows whenever he's fucking around and he's fucking acting coked up. Because you can't fucking hide being coked up. You think you do. It's like being stoned out of your gourd. You're fucking trying to hide it. You're trying to hide being drunk. You're trying to hide being on some fucking Xanax on a bunch of pills, trying to hide it. You can't fucking hide that shit. Especially when it's so bad that you're fucking snorting lines in the White House. Like, you're fucking like, yo, it's July 4th, baby. We got to do this fucking thing upright. I mean, he can't even... I mean, if you had any sense and any fucking dignity, you just would have just not showed up and just went and did coke and, you know, went to another fireworks show, but he had to do it. He's like, I want to go to this fireworks show. We're doing coke, baby. And you think the fucking Secret Service don't know? They know. They fucking know. Well, you're fucking acting. Because if you do fucking coke, if you're snorting fucking coke, you can't help but like touch your nose and fuck with your nose and do a bunch of this shit with your nose. And then the coke's wet. You can't get it off of you. I love it though. All right. I'm not going to talk about any more of that shit because we're going to do some football. And I'm thinking college football right now. Because I got Phil Steele's magazine. It come out last week. I went and got it at Barnes & Noble because they're the only motherfuckers that'll sell it. And then I started looking at some futures odds. You know, and you just... I mean, and you can guess who is up top. You can guess. Georgia 11.5. Is Georgia gonna have, like, I'm just thinking, this is what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if Georgia, if everything's not gonna go as planned this year. Okay, so they got them at 11.5. So hold on, let me see here now. So see, they got... And I just wanted to check. They got 12 games in the regular season this year. So you're betting that they won't drop one fucking game. And they do have a pretty easy schedule. As far as they're not playing Alabama. They're not playing LSU. You know, they play Tennessee, of course, and they play Florida. But, like, they draw Auburn. You know, and is that Ole Miss? I mean, it's... It doesn't look tough. And I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but what I'm saying is you've had the same quarterback... For like, I mean, was it 2.5 years of him? And, you know, they might be able to, I don't know, you know, they're just so good on defense. And they're good on defense in the places that you want to be good. D-line, cornerback. Because to me, those are the only two things you can't fake when you're talking about college ball. You can't fake elite defensive line play. And you can't fake man-to-man coverage. Just straight-up man coverage. From the cornerback position. You can blah-blah with tight ends. You can blah-blah blocking schemes on O-line. You can have undersized quarterbacks. You can have undersized running back. You can have all different kinds of receivers. You can game plan. Receiver route, all that shit. But they're good at man-to-man coverage. and defensive line play. But, you know, I mean, I might take that unders bet that they are just not going to be able to go undefeated in the regular season. Because you got at Tennessee, you got the cocktail party. Ole Miss might be able to do something. You know, Missouri pushed them to the limit last year, but, you know, I wouldn't bet on that. They got Kentucky at home. You know, and that South Carolina game, how bad did they beat South Carolina? Oh, my God. You know, they beat South Carolina 48-7 last year, early in the year. Golly, they are just so dominant. Like, that's the thing. And I'm not even betting. I wouldn't bet the under necessarily because I believed in it a lot or because I thought I knew something or because they're not good or because I don't think the quarterback's going to be able to do it. I would just bet the under just out of just sheer odds. I mean, just absolute. Because they've lost. They've lost one game in the last 2 years. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. It's just like I could see you dropping a game just somehow. It just doesn't go right. And that's just all I'm saying. I mean, there's really nothing more to say about it. They don't play Bama. They don't play LSU. They don't play. You know, like if South Carolina doesn't sting them early, you know, at Auburn, I mean, Auburn's not going to be able to hang. I don't give a shit who the, you know, they got the new coach and whatever. You know, and whatever with the new coach. Florida lost their quarterback. I mean, Tennessee lost their quarterback. You know, you're trying to like saddle up with some of these guys. You know, Joe Milton, they're dragging him out at Tennessee. Golly. I mean, I'm not a big, like, betting on win totals. But they are interesting to look at because you want to see who's what. Because I'll tell you something that fucking stuck out for me. Because it lets you know what Vegas thinks about everybody. And this is what, I mean, just when I started looking these over, first thing popped out that I saw that I really took note of, Florida at 5.5. You say, whoa. You know, that's down there. I mean, Michigan State's at 5.5. BYU's at 5.5. You know, well, they got Washington State at 6.5. And I know they're not in the same conference. I mean, I get that. But, you know, it's just interesting to see Florida down there, 5.5. I mean, that's what Vegas thinks of Florida right now. I might take that over. Just on name brand, like, can they get to 6? I mean, you're just essentially saying, like, they're not going to be able to win, like, I mean, any games? They're not going to win any games? Graham Mertz, he's not the answer. Well, they play Utah, and you know, they're plus 9.5 right now for that game. I mean, I'm just looking. McNeese, Charlotte, Vanderbilt. I'll say Arkansas, Missouri. That gets you to 5. See, I just don't like that because you're just saying that they're not going to win any of the other games. They're not going to beat Utah. They're not going to beat Kentucky. They're not going to beat South Carolina. They're not going to beat Georgia. They're not going to beat LSU. And they're not going to beat Florida State. You're just saying they're not going to win any of those games. I mean, they could come out and beat fucking Utah. They probably won't. They got to go at Utah. You know, that's just a hell of a trip. But it is first game of the year. You know, August 31st. On a Thursday. I need to look at the fucking calendar. Okay, so Labor Day's on the 4th. And then you got that game that Thursday. Boy, dude, that is kicking it off, baby. God. I'm loving that already. I'm loving it. I'm loving that already. And then is that the fucking Buffaloes at fucking TCU? It is. That's on Saturday. I mean, we knew that, but that's just the weekend. Do they not have anything on fucking for week zero? God. Okay, but back to these fucking win totals. Georgia, 11.5. Okay, so I'm going to write some of this shit down. I got Georgia, 11.5, under, because I just don't think they're going to go undefeated this year in the regular season. I mean, they'll still make the playoffs. Probably. And then I wrote my Florida pick down, 5.5. I got over on that. I just got over on that. I mean, what are you supposed to say about it? You know, because that's the deal with all these teams. You got, like, Michigan, 10.5. Let's have a look right quick. I mean, it's just like, to me, that's just some of the numbers game. Michigan, 10.5, they got 12 games. So that means they got to drop two. You know, at Nebraska, at Minnesota, at Michigan State, at Penn State. And then Ohio State at home. You know, so it's like, but it's also, it's like, are they going to lose like an at Nebraska, at Minnesota, at Michigan State, at Penn State, but then they have to lose to Ohio State. You know, I might fucking take, let's see if that is has held steady. Yeah, it's still 10.5. You know, I'll probably just take the over in that. Because I could see them dropping a game, but I mean, they're going to have to drop two? Because I don't know how sold I am on Penn State. You know, Maryland, Purdue. You know, at Michigan State, that's always scary. I mean, it just is, because you just, you know, and we'll just see, like, if Mel Tucker's going to be able to keep his job, man, because they had a rough time last year, and I mean, surely he can get them back up. You know, and I don't think Rule, he's not going to have Nebraska. You know, at Minnesota's a little scary. But I mean, it's cream puff till Nebraska. And that's assuming Nebraska's not cream puff. Because they was a fucking joke last year. You know, and then all of a sudden you're going to tell me that they got something going on already? I mean, I would assume they would be better. You know, Ohio State, 10.5. Florida State 10. Dude, that is a daggum. You know, it's like, put your money where your mouth is. Oh, they got them down to 9.5 now. It's been bet down. I might bet that over then. On Florida State. Because, I mean, they got 12 games. Well, Michigan. I'm just going over. And I guess I'll go back through here and I'll pick the ones I feel real good about. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying is like, you can guess like certain things. You know what I mean? But, and you can say, well, here's my opinion of like Michigan or Georgia. But it's like, would you necessarily, like, would you feel comfortable betting that? Would you want to bet that? That's what I'm getting at. See, I would want to bet that Florida over. That's what I'd want to bet. Because what I'm saying is you got four or five, like, almost pretty much for sure wins in there. And then you got all these other shots where they only need to just win one game, like two games. In like seven games or six games, you know. And that would be interesting to me to see if that can play out. That's the one I like so far. The Florida over. You know, the season might get started and it might be your least favorite. You'll go, oh man, shit. Well, you know, I mean, like in Ohio State, you know, they're 10.5 also. Having Michigan and Ohio State at 10.5, it makes me not want to bet either one of them. Because to me, one of those is going to be right and one's going to be wrong. So then you got to pick which one. And then that just makes me want to stay away from both of them. Because I don't know what to think about that 10.5. Because, you know, like Penn State, like they think they're doing something this year. They got at Wisconsin too. At Notre Dame. Like what I'm saying is like Penn State, you know, like you're betting on both those teams beating Penn State again this year. So it just makes me not like it. I just don't like, I mean, I just put a question mark. I don't even want to say. I really don't. Like, I would just stay away from that. And then that makes me want to stay away from Michigan. Fucking Liberty's coming in here at 9.5. Do they got a quarterback? Is that why they're jacked up there? Oklahoma at 9.5. Where are they getting all their wins from? You know, Texas and Oklahoma, I mean, you know, at some point you're going to have to start beating people. That's what I'm saying. Who are you going to beat? Who are you going to beat? Who are you going to beat? Everybody? Penn State, 9.5. Now, let's look at Penn State. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, 9.5 Penn State. Has that been bet up? It has not. Now, Penn State, I like to over there. I kind of like to over there. Let's just see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, they're almost like, you can get to 7. I might take that. They go 10 and 2. You know, because what if they just stun people? That's what I'm talking about. Man, I don't know, though. You know, because, see, that's the deal. It's like, oh, yeah. Well, I didn't count Iowa just outright. But, like, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland. You know, those aren't guaranteed wins for Penn State. They're just not. You know, if it's Ohio State, you can think a little bit more guaranteed. But Penn State? I mean, Drew Aller, sophomore? You know, they got a bunch of returning starters. There's a guy, I listen to two main. Well, I really like 2.5 college football podcasts that I listen to. But there's one guy, and he's heavy on Penn State. But man, you know, you got to watch out with these teams, dude, because they're just undergunned. They're undersized. But 9.5, who else is out there? Wisconsin's at fucking 9. See, I was just looking in the Big Ten, like, who else? Okay, so Wisconsin's been bet down to 8.5 from 9. Which is essentially still the same bet. It's just if they get to 9, you don't pay juice. You know, I don't know what to think about Wisconsin. I mean, what do you think about them? Well, is this the last year of the bullshit? The East-West? They got to 7 last year. Damn, they barely beat Nebraska. Overtime loss to Michigan State. Got housed by Ohio State. Lost to Washington State. Whew. Lost to Iowa. Yeah, you gotta watch out. 'Cause 8.5. Let's just count the for sure's, let's say. Let's say 1. You got Buffalo, Georgia Southern, Purdue, Rutgers, Northwestern. So that's 5. That's leaving out Minnesota, Indiana, Washington State, Iowa, Illinois. It doesn't look like they play Michigan. They play Ohio State, though, at home. They're not Nebraska at home. So can they get 4 more wins? They got Mordecai. Where did he used to? Okay, yeah, SMU. Well, you know, that's going to be the interesting thing about this transfer portal is you're going to have some quarterbacks that have got for real game time playing experience, moving around and kind of bridging some of these seasons that normally you know, he got a red shirt freshman, red shirt freshman, red shirt freshman on the depth chart at quarterback. So see, whoever Braden Locke is, you know, you'd be doing that this year which would be like, whoa. You'd be trying to sort out who you think's going to be the guy. You know, instead of having this bridge quarterback where maybe you can let some people have playing time against Buffalo, Georgia Southern, and you can see who you're going to start looking at for next year. You know, because redshirt freshmen, I mean, they're going to be sophomores. You know, third-year sophomores next year. And you can deal with that next year. You know, unless you get some big hotshot recruit. But, you know, we're not talking about that right now. Wisconsin at 8.5, huh? Wow. Man, it seems like that quarterback, you know, and is it Fickell? Yeah. Oh, so it's his second year. Oh, I thought he got hired last year. How is this his second year here? Ah, that's a mistake. On the Phil Steele thing. I mean, unless he's calling something else. Yeah, I mean, they're saying November 2022. Yeah, Wisconsin officially announces. I mean, I know like he was there at some point. I mean, was he an interim or something? Okay, anyways, this go round, this is his first year here. Because I remember, you know, he was like on the sideline or whatever, fucking for the bowl game and shit, checking shit out. Well, you know, and I guess this has turned into a Big Ten win total. Wisconsin at 8.5. Man, I don't know. You know, Mordecai. I mean, that dude's been playing. That's the only thing that gives me a little bit of hope on that. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I mean, because, you know, like you look at that and their only for sure loss is Ohio State, let's just say. So, I mean, they got a lot of bites at the apple. You know, and Washington State stung them last year, but you know, in Iowa, they can't move the ball. Illinois, Indiana. I mean, they're typically better than those teams. You know, they played Nebraska at the end of the year. So I don't know if Rule's going to, you know, where they'll be. You know, they were kind of looking at his coaching tenure, and he usually has a pretty tough first year, Matt Rule. But this is Luke Fickell's first year, too. But I think he's got a better quarterback. Luke Fickell. I might go over at the 8.5. I mean, just because looking at this schedule, I mean, that's what I mean, Ohio State. You know, I mean, Purdue, Rutgers, Iowa, Illinois. You know, then you have Ohio State at home. Then you got Indiana, Northwestern, Nebraska, Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's supposed to do something? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jeff Sims Jr. So he was at Georgia Tech last year. That's Nebraska's. Well, Minnesota, you know, they got them coached up. And they beat the shit out of some people. You know, they beat Wisconsin last year. At Wisconsin. What's Minnesota's win total? Let's have a look at that. See, they got, you can get a 6.5. You can get a 6.5. Minnesota. Let's just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. You know, that's the deal. It's like they have to win all the games that they're supposed to win. You know, and one. Or it's like when they start, if they lose a couple games, I mean, then they have to win two or three games that are iffy or they shouldn't win. You know, because they got at North Carolina. They got Michigan and Ohio State and Wisconsin and Iowa. See, they have a pretty tough draw. See, because you got 7.5 to 6.5. Let me see if I can find where they started. Okay, so they started at 6.5 and it got bet up? That's interesting. I mean, they did win 9 games last year. And PJ Fleck's been there 7 years. So, you know, he's going to have it rolling how he likes it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so bet up to 7.5 from 6.5. That makes you want to take that up. Because if they're still, because you got it at 7, 6.5, and 7.5. I think I'd take that over just from that. Yeah, over because it was bet up. Yeah, the more I look at that, the more I like it. Minnesota. I mean, what do they got Nebraska at? I mean, you want to talk about an unknown. They got them at 6.5 or 6? What? I mean, here it is. I mean, I'm just looking at it right here. And it's just like, where are the unders? I just got a bunch of overs. You know? And that's how they sucker you in. Right there. Right fucking there. You just get pulled in. Because you just think the best for everybody. What's fucking... Okay, so Northwestern won one fucking game last year. So they got them at 3.5. I mean, they beat Nebraska and then just shit the bed for the rest of the fucking year. Holy cow. That's crazy. Like, if they hadn't done that to Nebraska... And everything else held. They had a 3-point win in fucking Ireland. They were defeated in the continental United States. They were fucking 0-11 in the continental U.S. in the lower 48. Holy shit. I mean, 3.5. Where are they getting their fucking wins at? UTEP, Duke, Howard. I'll take the under on that. There's an under. I mean, because they got to get to four. You know, even if they beat Rutgers, UTEP, Duke, Howard. So they have to win all those. Beat Purdue. Ah. I mean, it's fucking Northwestern, man. I'm just saying under. I'm just saying under. Fuck it. Who else we got? They got Purdue. He's got Purdue ranked below them. Well, what's fucking Purdue's then? I mean, I'm in the fucking nitty gritty now. I mean, you talk about the nitty gritty. 5.5? Phil still doesn't believe in that. Hudson Card. Dude, I'm going to tell you something about Hudson Card. Like, they was trying to hype on him. He was a Texas quarterback. Like, he's not that good. He just not. I'll take that 5.5. I'll take Purdue under. Yeah, and I just put Hudson Card question mark. Because I don't believe in that shit. I mean, who else is interesting? Man, I mean, you know, like, fucking Illinois. I mean, like, what do I fucking know about Illinois? So they're doing 6.5. With an Ole Miss fucking quarterback. Now, Iowa, that to me is a little interesting. What do they got them at? They got them at 8.5. You know, they won 8 games last year. Who do they play, though? Wisconsin, Michigan State, Penn State. They played Ohio State last year and Michigan. See, and they're not playing them this year. That makes you wonder. Like, is that a good overs bet? And they had a stupid loss at Iowa State. Fucked around and lost to Nebraska. That's hilarious. Played Michigan pretty well. Ohio State trounced them. Illinois, oh my god. Huh. You know, I've never really paid attention to college totals a whole lot. Because it's a little bit different. Because you got all these games, you know, like Utah State, Western Michigan. You know, they're not all conference games like where, you know, because it's like, how do so many teams have 8.5? It's like, because they don't all play each other. Because that would affect your total. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I wouldn't want to bet. I don't like it. I'm going to have to think about that. I don't know. Indiana. I mean, so they got them at 3.5. They played Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan last year. Michigan, Penn State. They play Ohio State, like, first game of the year. You know, 3 wins. They're starting a redshirt freshman. Got a Tennessee transfer. redshirt freshman. I got a junior, third deep, and then a freshman. So, man, they got young quarterback play. That right there almost makes me want to... Man, and they don't have anybody returning? Indiana State, Louisville, Akron. So you got one, two, let's say. Rutgers at home. Did they beat Rutgers last year? No. That was on the road. Somehow they beat Michigan State. Illinois, Idaho. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who else we got here? Fucking Rutgers. Dude, I don't give a fuck about Rutgers. They shouldn't even be in the Big Ten. Now, Michigan State, that I can get interested in to see what. See, you can get 4.5. Or 5.5. Noah Kim. Central Richmond. Man, they don't think much of them at all. Man, Mel Tucker. I mean, 4.5, that's like barely above Indiana. Dude, they had a 10-win season the other year. I mean, they won 5 games. I mean, they got them at 4.5. That makes me wonder if you should just bet the 5.5, bet the under. Also, you can get 4.5 at minus 180. And then a 5.5 at plus 110. That 5.5. Huh. That makes me, I don't know, that just, see, that's the kind of stuff I, like, want to stay away from. Because it just seems like they're trying to get you to do something. You know, it's like, what? 4.5 and then 5.5. Let's move along. Let's see here. Maryland. I don't give a shit about Maryland. And then we're back to Penn State. I mean, Maryland, just to look them up. Why are they not in this? They're not in the win totals. I'm not even joking. When you go to search... It just goes Mary. Oh, that's what they're calling Maryland. Well, okay. 7.5? Tagovailoa, the little brother. He's going to take him to the promised land. Man, that seems like a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe 7, okay. Yeah. I don't know, I almost feel like I need a breather. I've been just like thinking, you know, you just sit here and you're like, what? And you almost need to revisit it. That's how I feel. Like, let's talk about it. After we've eaten and thought about it. And then we can see, you know, what's what with the... Well, this has been the Clay Tablet Podcast. I mean, this turned into a Big Ten totals, which that's fine. I'll probably do the SEC next, then Big 12, Pac-12, ACC. All right, go fuck yourself. Clay Tablet Podcast.